Now, though, stepping into the studios with us is our own Wynn Rosenfeld to talk to us about something that was a little unexpected for us this week.
Yeah, after Marcel Marceau passed away, the famous mime, Wynn is a video artiste in his own, and he went to do a video piece about Marcel Marceau and ran into one of his former friends and colleagues. And this man was very poetic about mime and about his love of mime. Can you tell us a little bit more about him?
Yeah, you came into the meeting so jazzed up about mime.
I just realized I didn't know anything about mime outside of the parodies of it and Marcel Marceau. So when I met Greg Goldston, who was the founder of the Goldston and Johnson School for Mimes, I learned that it's actually a very vital art. There's a lot of people that are still doing it, and there's, of course, the major cross they have to bear is this constant sort of mockery and parody. And he was very eloquent about that as well.
Let's listen to a little bit of Greg talking about mime.
Mime became almost like a craft, like trick. And this hurt us in the sense that they no longer knew what we were chasing. What we offer is actually closer to what a poet with words offers the public. Because a poet gives you just enough words and images to where you paint the rest.
All right, so when you came in, you were excited about mime, kind of to a room of people who kind of gave you the me go, my eyes glaze over.
Yeah, well, you guys are like the opposite of mimes, right? Because you're all voice and they're no voice.
And you made a critical error in judgment. You said you could make us care about mime. So let's put 60 seconds on the BPP clock.
This is a regular feature we're going to have called Make Me Care, where we challenge somebody to make us care about a certain topic. So when... Make me care about mime. Go.
Mime is very important because it's been a major influence on movement in the 20th century. Ever since modern dance has sort of taken on the Martha Graham school of more narrative and more expressive, choreographers like Twyla Tharp have made it sort of central to their work. But popular dance as well. You can see it in breakdancing, pop and lock, mm-hmm. the way that the tableaus are struck is all very much based on the mime school. Not just dancing. There's actors, method actors, Jeffrey Rush, Patrick Stewart, are all people who say, you know, that's very fundamental to what they've learned. Jim Carrey is a huge mime fan, and he owes a lot of his physical humor to Marceau directly. But I think the main thing is that it's actually really, really beautiful. And that although we very rarely get a chance to actually see mime, if you do get a chance, say check it out.
And with just a few seconds to go, did it work? Did he make you care
the
about mime?
The fact that helped bring us Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, is not working for me. But what is working is this awesome video that Wynn has done at our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. You need to watch this video.
And you can also weigh in on whether Wynn made you care about mime.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this. The BPP staff includes MJ Davis, Ilya Marritz, Dan Pashman, Wynn Rosenfeld, and Carrie Toby.
Trish McKinney is our editor. Our senior producer is Matt Martinez. Sharon Hoffman is our executive pro.
Rachel Martin, our award-winning newscaster. Let's give some props to her for winning a big award. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Allison Stewart. Come visit our blog at npr.org/Bryant Park.